Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Today's Bible reading is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And this is the section that talks about John the Baptist. Just perfectly fits kind of right in with this song that was just sung. So listen to these words. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. You wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of the tax collectors and the sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds.
And continuing in verses 25 to 29. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let us pray. As we look to you, O God, for the rest of our souls, open our eyes to your living presence among us. May these words be honorable to you and lift you up among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So what does it mean to live in rest? Or to live at rest? Jesus does not only promises this in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, but he practiced rest. Jesus rested often in the storms of life. Rest was a part of the natural ebb and flow of his life. But rest doesn't mean that you are on vacation and you aren't doing anything, as much as we like to think that in these summer days. We all have to get up and deal with challenges and talk to people and all day long and make decisions. But when we are to do that from a place of peace, from the rest can come, and we are not stressed out and we are not worried and we are not upset. So today I want to talk to you more about rest, resting in God. Hebrews 12:2 says to enter into the rest of God. That's a place where we know God is fighting for our battles and in control of things. And as I said last week, peace is what's going on between you and God when Jesus speaks of peace. He said, I've not come to bring peace to the world. It's come to bring peace to God and humanity. So here's something to know. Once you enter this rest, this peace, you are not automatically going to just stay there. Life is full of things that will steal your peace and deplete you of your rest. There are always people and circumstances that will pull you out of peace. If you are going to live that in peace, you have to put up some boundaries and not allow circumstances and people to rob you of peace and rest. In doing so, you build a reserve. So you can't watch news 24/7 and expect to stay in rest. The human mind wasn't meant to take in all the tragedies and the accidents and the killings and the horrors of this world. It will destroy your rest. So how about doing yourself a favor? Just turn it off. Be careful what you feed your inner self. You can't feed off of that kind of negativity and expect to stay hopeful and positive and be at peace. It will rob you. Now, I like to listen to the news. I like to know what's going on, even though I don't really know what I trust that I see these days. But after about 10 minutes of it, I pretty much have all I need to know. I don't need to keep feeding my soul with that over and over and over. 24-hour news is actually designed to repeat itself every hour. So just stop listening after about 10 minutes. Put on some music. Maybe read in a quiet place. Find some fun project you like to do. And these days, now we can go out in our gardens. Feed your inner self with encouraging things that build you up. So consider Jesus in the following words in other parts of the Synoptic Gospels. In Matthew 13, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. In Mark 1, in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place. In Luke 4, he went into a deserted place. And in John 4, Jesus, tired by his journey, was sitting by the well. So many times we see Jesus doing this over and over. So you see, Jesus is not healing and teaching or counseling or even listening to anyone. He's just resting. And when you do that as well, your needs will be met. Finding rest will cause you to be positive, hopeful, inspired to face your days, especially when life gets difficult and challenging. Have you ever gone to a movie expecting to be entertained, and because there was so much violence in it, you walked out upset and shaken? I know I have. When that happens to me, I actually have nightmares that night. Scripture teaches us, be careful what you watch with your eye gates, just as you are careful what you are listening to with your ear gates. Scripture tells us we have three gates: the eye gates, the ear gates, and the mouth gates. Be careful what you take in. The eyes and the ears are very sensitive to the world around us, and we must protect them. You won't find rest if they are constantly being bombarded by violence and tragic news every day. What we take in through our eyes and ears eventually gets into our subconscious mind. And if I engage in something on Saturday night that brings me upset with violence or bad news or constant noise, I can't get up on Sunday morning and do my best. That's a lesson I learned a long time ago. Rest is so important for many reasons. With so much on him, Jesus had to give himself permission to rest. He is experiencing what Richard Swenson refers to as margin space between his load and his limits. Know what your limits are. Understand you have a load, but know what your limits are and that margin space you need in between. How and why was Jesus able to rest so easily and even in the middle of a storm slept at the back of a boat? Because he was aware of his margin space. Be aware of what's pulling you out of rest. So have you created a margin space in your life? Sometimes it's our own choices. If you get on social media and constantly compare your life to someone else's, that's going to discourage you. You never feel good enough about yourself if you're comparing yourself with others. That will steal your peace and it will steal your rest. Put up boundaries. Stop being obsessed with other people's world. Run your own race. Respectfully, I will say some people actually steal your peace. High maintenance, demanding, secretive, manipulative, and what I like to call walking on eggshells kind of people can steal your peace. Put a boundary around that as well. Now, you may love them, but you don't have to allow them to do that to you. I'm all for loving and caring for people, but don't let them rob you of your peace and your rest. Jesus knew he needed to rest in order to meet the demands of the day. And here are some benefits that we can experience when we are rested. First, rest gives us the ability to better handle those times when suddenly, without a moment's notice, we are hit by some kind of turbulent, unexpected, an unwelcome diagnosis, an accident, a family member's pained confession, a friend's difficult request, an employer's unwelcome decision, the sudden death of a friend or a loved one. Now, if we are living with little or no rest, or we don't have reserve, chances are those kind of blows in our life are going to leave us completely drained. A second unsung benefit is that rest maximizes energy, turning mere energy into mighty energy. You see, sleep is important, and if you're not sleeping, find out why and change course. And then a third unsung benefit of sleep is helps you make better decisions. If you can't decide on something, it may not be procrastination, but it may be fatigue. Protect your peace. Protect your rest. Protect your emotional energy. You've only got so much every day. I like to protect mine at certain times of the day, and certainly the nighttime is one of those times. Like a business that has hours of operation, you and I need to have hours of operation with your downtime. Times when you're open and times when you're closed. Let it go into voicemail if someone calls. Often I come home and leave my cell phone by the table at the front door. Whatever God has given you to do in this life, you're going to need your energy. You're going to need your peace. You're going to need that rest. And it's important that we don't feel bad for creating a margin space and boundaries in our life. So be wise. You can't fix everyone in your life. You can't make people do what is right. You're not called to do that. I've learned to not be a savior for everyone early in my career, because we already have a savior. Don't spend your time trying to straighten everybody out. Some of those relatives that you've been trying to help out, the ones you know that you're trying to fix, guess what? We'll be still upset 40 years from now. And in the meantime, don't let them rob your peace. Many years ago, I suffered from compassion fatigue and burnout in ministry. I needed a rest, or I wasn't going to be well. As you know, I'm both a nurse and a pastor. Both jobs can lead to burnout. So I took some time off from church ministry and took a simple sales and marketing job in healthcare at an agency. All I had to do was visit doctor's offices and show up with lunch and give this cool presentation that they had to offer. Easy peasy. Didn't really have to think about much. It actually became a kind of mindless job. You know about that job, don't you? Just show up. It's not hard. It allowed me to rest from all that I had poured into ministry and overpoured into ministry. And I learned right then and there that there's value to setting boundaries and having rest and how to avoid it in the future. So putting up boundaries in any kind of work I do is very important. I quit being available 24/7. I make sure I exercise and eat well, and I take the rest that I need. Turn off the electronics, sit in quiet or sit in prayer, devotion, or maybe I will watch a funny movie that brings some humor out. You see, my personality is that I want everyone to like me. And I know everybody does, right? And I try to please everyone. And I want others to be happy too. Well, that doesn't work either. I learned that in my job in nursing at Yale New Haven Hospital as a team care coordinator in Smilow Cancer Center, where I discharged people who had cancer and found out that it was a job that I had to try to please. Doctor's orders, family and patient needs, being a patient advocate, meeting insurance demands, clinical staff requirements, hospital expectations. It was nearly impossible in many cases to please all those entities. And I won't lie, that was probably the hardest job I've ever done in my life. Most nurses and social workers in that role last about a year or two. I learned fast that trying to please everyone just leads to disaster. And I ended up getting the brunt of the mess. And it became, I became stressed out again and unhappy. Those things robbed me of my true self. And God's plan not to try to please everyone that leads to burnout, but to please Him. That's all we're called to do, to please God. Seek people in your life that are responsible and godly. Proverbs 27:17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Hang out with people, the right people. Who are you hanging out with on a daily basis? What are you giving your time and energy to? Pay attention to that. After a long day of teaching and healing, Scripture says he left the crowds and went away to rest. There were still many people who needed help, but Jesus rested. He did take care of himself. He knew he needed to get away and get quiet so he could be refreshed and restored. There will always be needs around us. When he went away to rest, there were still people that had needs. They needed to be healed. We can't do it all, at least not all in the time space that we have. Your number one and my number one priority is to keep yourself healthy. Don't let others pressure you into making decisions or doing things the way they want to do it, but don't try, and those kind of people-pleasing things will wear you out. In such a condition, the remedy is not to plow through, but the remedy is to take a pause, to rest. Because resting gives you the opportunity to restore your mental and spiritual and emotional energy. Once your energy is back and you have enough reserved, you are in a better position to decide what to do and have keen clarity and confidence. So today, my only message to you on this hot summer morning is to take time to rest, to pray, to play, to read scripture, put your feet in the sand, dig in the garden, sleep, take care of yourself. You see, that's God's way. Amen?